It's a death anniversary. We've had a couple of these today, unfortunately. Four Tops singer Ronaldo Obi Benson died on this day in 2005 at the age of 69 in a Detroit hospital from lung cancer. With the Four Tops, sold more than 50 million records, of course. Reach Out, I'll Be There. Co-wrote What's Going On, which became a number two hit for Marvin Gaye. Ronaldo Obi Benson died on this day 14 years ago at the age of 69 in a Detroit hospital lung cancer. Member of the Four Tops for a long, long time. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us. We are joined on the phone lines right now by Kelly Sadler, Director of Communications at America First Policies and America First Action, pro-Trump political action committee. She's in charge of policy and communication efforts supporting President Trump's 2020 reelection. You can find her on Twitter as well. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks so much for having me, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning to you. The president making news this past... Oh, he makes news all the time.
I mean, when do we not have news from
the president, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
but specifically, with taking those steps into North Korea, a historic occasion, and then the two men, of course, went to South Korea, talked for a while, but taking those steps into North Korea, we've talked about this earlier. It's just a manifestation of his approach to foreign policy, which is that relationships are everything, right?
And everything is transactional. And I think with the president, what you're seeing is that he has applied, you know, a maximum kind of pressure campaign, both in North Korea and in Iran. And what that does is that, you know, with sanctions and basically choking off their economic livelihood. And when we see North Korea, the GDP per person is about the same as that of the Congo, of the poorest African nations. Kim Jong-un can put on a good show with the military force and the military parades, but really his country is very, very, very poor. And the president knows he's got this economic lever that he can turn. And he knew that when he left these talks in Vietnam, the talks were not over, and that they would eventually resume because Kim Jong-un had to come back to the table. And we saw that this weekend. And not only did we see that, but, you know, this was just supposed to be a quick photo op, you know, of basically, you know, 2 to 5 minutes that the president announced on Twitter. And it ended up being longer than an hour discussion where they said that they were going to resume the talks. And I think this is good for the world. It's good for peace and prosperity. And it's certainly a difference than when we saw Barack Obama go to South Korea and, you know, was behind bulletproof glass and all this armor looking into the, you know, North Korea, Such a difference.
And we'll stay on foreign policy for a moment on Iran. We certainly are seeing the president's foreign policy play out there, too, where he is keeping America strong. I mean, the sanctions remain in place. He is not not kowtowing to anyone who is saying, you know, relieve some of those sanctions in Iran. At the same time, understanding that understanding how American quote unquote aggression might look, or how Iranians might use quote unquote American aggression to sort of use a propaganda war. If in fact there were retaliation for what we've seen thus far, he's kind of drawing that line, which says if you harm an American, there's going to be consequences. If you harm, you know, a drone, so to speak, which happened, of course, then, you know, we're going to wait. We're going to see what you do next.
Yeah. And I think that he's also called upon our allies that do a lot of business in that area to also step up. You see China, India, Japan, they get their oil from that region, and they're much more dependent on those exports from there than we are, as being, you know, the dominant oil exporter of the world. So he's called on, you know, those folks like, hey, come on, help us out with this. We're not going to do this alone. And I think you saw incredible restraint from the president last week in the fact that, you know, an unmanned drone was knocked out of the air, and you had all the mainstream media being like, oh, he's going to go to war. We're going to go to war. We're going to go to war. No. You know, he called off the strikes because it wasn't a proportional response. He increased sanctions on some of the top government officials within Iran to you know, and we will see them come back to the negotiating table because their country, much like, you know, North Korea, very much wants to westernize their youth very much wants to become more part of the global economic trading system, and the sanctions that we have on them are holding them back. So, I mean, we're seeing kind of the ground root swelling of perhaps what could be an organic uprising within Iran.
Kelly Sadler with us, Director of Communications at America First Policies and America First Action, at America First PAC on Twitter, A1APAC.org. I want to say an incredible turn of events, Kelly, but look, the president and many on the right have been calling what's happening on the border a crisis for quite some time, and we heard the media, virtually everywhere in the media, saying it's just a manufactured crisis, nothing exists, yeah. And all of a sudden, in the past week, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, others on CNN and elsewhere saying, man, oh man, what a clear crisis on the border. We've got to do something now. They have seen the light.
Yeah, I mean, this is sickening. This really makes me sick because the president has been calling on Congress to act. He declared a national emergency earlier this year. And you're right, the mainstream media, it's a manufactured crisis. We have over 100,000 migrants coming up, crossing through the southern border from Mexico per month. We're going to have more than 1 million this year enter the country alone, and it's just we're over capacity. The CBP, the ICE agents, HHS, we don't have the resources in place to care for all of these folks. And I think what you saw was last week that picture, and it was a heartbreaking picture of a man and his daughter trying to cross the river. And that's when the mainstream media put it on every single, you know, major newspaper across mm-hmm. the country, and now we have a crisis. Well, we've had a crisis long before then, and if they would just help us with, you know, changing the asylum laws and basically, instead of calling for open borders, let us solve the problems that we have right now, we wouldn't have had that episode. Now they're trying to blame it on the president. It's completely unfair. This has been happening for a long while. The president is trying to drive attention to it, and it's time for Congress to act. It's time for them to help to fix Flores, to fix the asylum laws, to, you know, go to a merit-based immigration plan, things that are common-sense solutions that this Congress just has no heart to want it to actually do something about.
Kelly, I got about 45 seconds here, but I had to ask about this. Debates last week, we saw candidate after candidate after candidate get up and say how terrible the economy is and how big things have to be done. We got to fix this and do that. I don't know what they're looking at. The economy is strong. And you know what? Most Americans think that, too.
Well, I mean, this is the 90th month in a row where blue-collar wage earners, their wages increase faster than their supervisors.
Yep.
So this is an economy that is working for blue-collar Americans. And so when I saw them all on the debate stage saying how bad things were, I'm like, are we living in the same country? Like, I don't understand. And now you want to give health care to all of the people crossing into the country
right.
illegally. What about health care for American citizens? What are you going to do for us? And the president's acting on our behalf. And I'm so happy to be part of his reelect.
Kelly Sadler, Director of Communications at America First Policies at America First Action, at America First PAC or 81APAC.org. Kelly, thanks for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Kelly Sadler. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Back to continue the hour three here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today. at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Lift off into a good book during this year's summer reading program, A Universe of Stories. Summer reading programs not only foster a lifelong love of reading, but studies show they help students reduce the effects of the summer slide. Don't worry, though. Summer reading is for everyone, regardless of age. Ultimately, the goal of summer reading programs is for all of us to get reading. You don't need a library card. You don't have to read library books. And the best part is, everything is free. So with that in mind, blast off into this year's summer reading program at the Eaton Rapids Area District Library.